Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Add $4 for postage and handling. Access our website. Tell other people about it all around the world. Connect with our Facebook right there. Friend us on that Facebook, will you? And it'll help us to get this message out. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Let God move in your marriage to glorify Him.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Stand back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, of course, for the next hour, they're going to, 2 hours, they're going to be the views of Dr. Garth Nicholson, who had a tenured position at the MD Anderson Clinic in Texas, and really was forced to leave his position there because he looked into the background of some of the strange diseases and experiments that were being illegally done in Huntsville, Texas, on prison inmates. And then the diseases spread into the community, and suddenly there were epidemics of multiple sclerosis and anterior lateral sclerosis, and you don't get epidemics of multiple sclerosis. You don't get epidemics of Lou Gehrig's disease. But they were there, and then, of course, a couple of the pathologists who work for the state laboratory are supposed to get the bodies of some of the prisoners who died, didn't get them, and they objected and tried to find out what was going on. The bodies were being taken to a government laboratory, and then the doctors turned up dead, and then there were threats on and actual attempts to murder Dr. Nicholson and his wife. And if you haven't read their book, Project Daylily, it's well worthwhile reading. We carry it. It's a wonderful read. And then, of course, we see today so many people, probably 3, 4, 5 million people, infected with chronic diseases. Now, why is this? Well, we do know, certainly, that in 1969, Dr. Richard Day, medical director of Planned Parenthood, addressed a group of physicians in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Dr. Dunnigan, Lawrence Dunnigan, was there. He's a friend of Dr. Cuddy's. And Dr. Day talked about how he was with a group that were really sort of running things behind the scenes, and they were going to create a new terrible diseases because there were just too many people in the world. We do know that a couple of months later, in June or July, Dr. Donald MacArthur testified before Congress and asked for $10 million to create new diseases, and even talked about maybe they shouldn't do it. Some people thought it'd be another method of mass killing, but they wanted to create these new diseases. We do know that in 1970, Zygmunt Brzezinski wrote a book entitled Between Two Ages, at the bottom of page 57. He talked about how they were going to be able to create new diseases. We do know that this in 1974 that Henry Kissinger released a report on National Security Study Memorandum 200. It was top secret, classified, where they talked about the major problem in the world, where there were too many diseases, too many people. They're going to have to eliminate them. And then we do know that about 1980, a whole flock of new diseases began to afflict people in our country. And we do know that simply, certainly just a few years ago, I think it was 1999 or 2000, a group of people called neocons released a report called Rebuilding America's Defenses. We have all of these reports, incidentally, talking about how they were going to be able to create new diseases and how wonderful that would be, because now we could begin to target racial groups. That's Rebuilding America's Defenses. All of these items are available from Radio Liberty, except Zygmunt Brzezinski's book. Well, with that as a background, Dr. Nicholson, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on your program again, Stan.
And why don't you sort of, well, we're just going to have to wait for a moment here, and then we'll go right
Gold
ahead.
And silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Dan and Dr. Nicholson is talking about this new myriad of diseases, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia. We have the Lyme disease. We have Gulf War illness. We have AIDS. Over now, we have Morgellons disease. And these are all related to these are multiple infections. These are certainly we always had in the past. You know, you had an influenza bug, and that was produced influenza, and you had syphilis that produced the syphilis. But these are multiple infections, and even Lyme disease ordinarily is much more than simply the infection with one organism, at least what we're seeing today. And, of course, Dr. Nicholson's pointing out the myriad of symptoms. They can come in with arthritis-like symptoms. They can have brain fog. They can have this severe colitis. They can have the degenerative neurological diseases in addition to the brain fog. Degenerative conditions would simulate the multiple sclerosis or Lou Gehrig's disease, anterior lateral sclerosis, and then this lack of energy, this chronic fatigue, these totally disabling diseases, and the new diseases. We seldom or if ever saw these when I was in medical school, and they suddenly developed about 1980, shortly after, when we find all these people talking about creating new chronic diseases. Well, Dr. Nicholson, you pick up the story there.
Well, just to continue on with what I've been discussing, if we look at some of these diseases, we could take Lyme disease as an example. Lyme disease, which causes a lot of the same problems that you mentioned, evolved from an insect bite, in this case carried by various ticks. Patients go through a series of different problems that, but eventually it becomes chronic. And as all these diseases, when they become chronic, they're long-lasting. They don't seem to resolve even after multiple treatments. There's no simple cure for these diseases because they're complex. I mentioned the involvement of multiple infections. And here's where it gets really complicated, because these multiple infections include not only bacterial and viral, but in some cases fungal and parasitic infections. And so you have all this combination of these different infections, and it just overwhelms physicians that are trying to figure out how to treat them, because a lot of these treatments are quite different for these different types of infections, because their metabolisms are really quite different and unique, and so we have to treat them generally on the basis of their metabolism.
But aren't a lot of these problems related to the fact that the body is unable to manage them? In other words, the fact that the people have decreased immunity for one reason or another.
They are. Many of them are immunosuppressive. That is, they actually suppress the immune system. And there are reasons for that, because some of the microorganisms that are involved are actually capable of suppressing the immune system by knocking out particular types of subsets or cells that are necessary for immunity. For example, like the HIV-1 virus, or in general suppressing the immune system, like we know mycoplasma and some of the other infections can do. And this can lead an individual to become susceptible or wide open to a whole variety, a whole range of different super infections that make the whole process much more complicated. So the hallmark of these individuals is that they generally have multiple infections. They generally have multiple signs and symptoms because of that. They're chronic. They also have a number of metabolic problems that are associated with the infections. One is immune depression. Another is depression of their mitochondrial function. And I'm going to like to get into that as well tonight, because it's something that we've worked on quite a bit. The mitochondria are the little batteries inside our cells that provide the energy that we need for everything that we do in our whole body. They provide the power to drive our nervous system. They provide the power to drive our muscles. All of our cells require energy for their function. And the energy is provided in cells by little organelles called mitochondria. You can think of these as the little batteries inside our cells that provide the energy. And what happens when these chronic diseases take over, these batteries get damaged. And when they get damaged, they no longer function. And one of the things that happens is that the batteries, just like a battery in your flashlight, are made up of layers of insulation and different characteristics. And the insulation turns out to be very important. And in the mitochondria, the insulation is actually a series of membranes inside the cells that are made up of phospholipids. And when these phospholipids get damaged, the membranes become leaky. And when they become leaky, they can't hold the electrical charge across the membrane. And just like if you strip the insulation off a battery and the battery runs down, the mitochondria can run down the same way. And once the chemical potential across the membrane is disturbed and lost, then they can no longer produce the high-energy molecules necessary for cellular function, and it doesn't completely destroy it. Generally, we lose about half or more, maybe 60% of the function of these little batteries inside our cells. So you can imagine if you lose 60% of your function, you're not going to feel very well, you're not going to have very much energy, and you're going to tire very quickly. And so people that have these infections often find that they are chronically fatigued, and therefore this gets put in the definition of the illness, chronic fatiguing illness. And so that's one of the hallmarks or characteristics of all of these different diseases, is they cause chronic fatigue. And this chronic fatigue has a biochemical basis, and that lies in the mitochondria. And as we go along through our two-hour program here, I'll try and explain that and how we've developed ways to counter the damage that's been done because of the chronic infections and other environmental damage as well. Not only can the mitochondria be damaged by chronic infections, but they can also be damaged by environmental agents, chemicals, for example, in the environment, and other things that can destroy the membrane and make them leaky inside the cells. And our nerves, a very important aspect of our nervous system is the fact that our nerve fibers depend upon the polarity of the membranes, and that polarity has to be maintained, and it's electrical polarity. Otherwise, we can't generate the impulse along the nerve fibers properly, or we can make them so sensitive that they fire all the time. In the case of some of the diseases like fibromyalgia syndrome, we have the nerves, particularly the pain nerves, that are firing much too often and leading to pain. People perceive and feel this pain. It's very real because of the imbalance that we feel in the peripheral nervous system because of the damage done to the membranes of the cells. So we're going to get on into that a little bit later in the talk, but I'd kind of like to go back again and draw the analogy here with the multiple infections, because I think that's so important that people understand that if you have this problem, or even if you suspect that you have this problem, it's very difficult to get a proper diagnosis. And the reason for that is, again, it's hard to test for these types of infections. We sometimes call them stealth infections because some of them hide deep inside the cells and in the tissues. They're very difficult to find, very difficult to have adequate tests for them. And even when you find one of these, the disease is not really caused by a single microorganism, and I believe this very firmly. It's caused by the interactions between these multiple microbes. And again, these can be of different types, and the most, quote, successful, unquote, of these new emerging diseases turns out to be the illnesses that are caused by these multiple infections of different types. Let's use Lyme disease as an example. From the bite of a tick, for example, you can pick up many different types of infections if they're carried by the tick. And these infections, if they're the type that characterizes Lyme disease, which is a very specific type of Borrelia burgdorferi, which is the spirochete microorganism that most people associate with Lyme disease, that's not the only problem that you have. You also pick up mycoplasma, you pick up parasitic microorganisms like Babesia, other bacteria like Bartonella, Ehrlichia, and the list goes on. And the more we're finding out about these infections, the more that we're intrigued by how these multiple infectious agents really interact to cause these unique new emerging diseases. You want me to go on this topic, or shall we continue to discuss how these different types of infections can interact to cause a new disease that's never been seen before? I think Lyme is an example of that, but Morgellons may be another example of that. Morgellons is more recent than Lyme disease. And only a few years ago, people had been diagnosed with this unusual skin illness. It was associated mainly because of these unusual skin wounds, that fibers and specks appeared to be coming out of these skin wounds, appeared to be extruded from these skin wounds, and this caused a number of conditions, including peripheral neuropathies, because of what was going on. an itching or crawling feeling under the skin. And some patients describe this as insects crawling under their skin. But these different skin lesions were only part of the problem. With Morgellons, there are a number of other signs and symptoms which overlap with some of the conditions that I was just describing.
Well, these are, patients are just so miserable, and there's so many of them out there. Of course, Magellan's is a relatively new disease, so I don't think it's anywhere near as common as the chronic fatigue, with probably millions of people with the chronic fatigue and millions with the Lyme disease, but certainly the people with Morgellons are equally, if perhaps not more, disabled. We're going to be back in just a moment with Dr. Garth Nicholson, talking about these new diseases which are truly a plague upon mankind today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the Pig Arthritis Formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the Pig Pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132. 866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Here's Dr. Nicholson saying that these are multiple infections, and they're not necessarily all bacterial. Some of them are viral, some of them are fungicidal, some of them are even parasitic. And there's a suggestion that with Morgellons disease, there may be a parasitic component as well. But they require multiple different types of treatment because they're multiple different types of organism. And this is really what's so totally confusing about this new spectrum of diseases. Go right ahead, Dr. Nicholson.
Now, the other aspect of these diseases is that often these infections are intracellular. They hide inside cells, and this makes them stealth in the characteristics that we can't easily find the infections, and when you find them, it's hard to find treatments that are really suitable for treating these intracellular infections. And that's one of the unique characteristics. So if we look at, for example, chronic fatigue syndrome patients, they often have these intracellular bacterial infections and also other infections as well. But when you find them, things like mycoplasma, chlamydia, in some cases, Brucella, Borrelia, and so on, it is hard to find adequate treatment because of their intracellular location, the resistance of the microorganisms to antibiotics in the first place, and the fact that they're chronic, they're slowly undulating infections, so they go through cycles where they have rapid growth and then they become dormant, and then rapid growth and become dormant. And so each of these has a different lifestyle, and that really confuses the heck out of physicians that are trying to treat these, because often people go through cyclic episodes where their signs and symptoms become more severe, then less severe, more severe, and less severe. And then if they're pushed physically, or they have they're exposed to trauma, let's say they get an automobile accident or something like that, this can result in a shower of different problems in terms of signs and symptoms and their severity. And so this is very confusing to most physicians on how to treat something like this, because you can't just use simple treatments. Everything is complex.
And of course, I go to medical meetings on a regular basis, and I never hear these mentioned. They ask from time to time, what would like to hear, you know, discussed in the meetings. I always put in and mentioned chronic fatigue and Lyme disease, but it almost appears as if the doctors are shunning away, or at least the people who run organized medicine are shunning away from the the discussion of these diseases.
Well, it's certainly true, and one of the reasons is that they're so complex, and we're still trying to unravel some of the problems associated with them. There are specialties that have come up, for example, physicians that treat Lyme disease. This has become a specialty, but it's very difficult for a physician to go into this area because they're attacked all the time because of the work on Lyme disease. It's not really considered mainstream medicine. And so often these Lyme physicians have to look at a number of different problems with these patients. In addition to the multiple infections that they have other problems as well, some of which I've discussed, others which I haven't. So they require a lot of support in addition to the anti-infection type of treatments that they receive. So this is all very confusing to most physicians, and it was, I think it was designed to be that way, frankly.
Well, I fear that that is the case as well, because I think that it's just not coincidence that all these diseases begin to show up, about 10 years or so after we hear them talking about, or read them talking, what they say about creating new chronic disabling diseases, and these are chronic disabling diseases. And you only have to look at Rosigna Bozinski's book, Between Two Ages, America, the Tetratronic Age, at the note on the bottom of page 57 to find out he was talking about this very thing back in 1970. Go ahead.
Well, there are some similarities in terms of the types of infections in a lot of these different diseases. And one of the similar types of infections we've worked on quite a bit is called mycoplasma. And this is a small bacteria but it doesn't act like other bacteria. It doesn't have a rigid cell wall. It only lives inside of the cells. And so these very tiny bacteria get inside our cells and take over the metabolism of our cells. And that's just one example of what can happen.
Well, is there some evidence that some of these are genetically manufactured diseases? In other words, this is not the way they originally appeared in nature?
Well, I would say genetically modified, not genetically created.
They're genetically modified, okay. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is George Dr. Carl Nicholson. When we get back, if you have any questions, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 468-4-8295. But we'll be back here in just a moment, right here at Radio Liberty.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Was just talking about his experience in Texas and when he, of course, was there working at the MBA Anderson Clinic in Texas at the Texas University of Texas, and they found out that certainly in certain prison towns where they were certainly doing medical experiments, of course, this was illegal and immoral, but that's all right. Certainly, I mean, nobody has ever been held responsible for it, and they were infecting the prisoners, and then, of course, the guards were getting the disease, and then the guards were going home, and they were giving the diseases to their families, and certainly in one of the prisons, why the warden or assistant warden became ill, and everybody in his family became ill. And as Dr. Nicholson began to evaluate what was going on, he found out that there were these unusual forms of mycoplasma. Go right ahead.
Well, the reason we kind of stumbled onto this is that at the time we were doing some work with the Gulf War veterans who came down with a series of illnesses, Gulf War illnesses, after the first Gulf War. And in about half the cases that we looked at, they had the same unusual infection. And why would this infection be the same as we find in the Gulf War veterans? Only in the prison system, this occurred actually before the Gulf War, years before the Gulf War. Had been an evolving situation, but the illnesses didn't leave the communities. They were there, and they'd spread in the communities, and it was getting worse by the time of the Gulf War. It's just that there was an article published on our work on Gulf War veterans. People up in this prison town, Huntsville, noticed that the signs and symptoms that I was talking about with the Gulf War veterans were the same as in the family members of the prison guards and the prison employees in the infirmary, for example, in the prison. And so we started to take a look at them, and we found that there was the same type of infection. But when we looked deeper, in fact, there were differences. There were genetic differences that we found that were extremely unusual. And it almost suggested like someone was making modifications in these microorganisms. And the types of modifications that we felt were the most important turned out to be the ones that you might make if you were trying to weaponize the microorganism, trying to make it more resistant, for example, to heat, more resistant to drying conditions, for example, more pathogenic. And so all of this raised our suspicions that perhaps there was some biological warfare testing going on, not only in the prisoners, but also in the Gulf War veterans. And as it turns out, in the Gulf War, a lot of these people that were deployed to the Persian Gulf received multiple military vaccines, and we think among those were experimental vaccines. And some of these microbes may have been in the experimental vaccines that they received. And therefore, a lot of them came down with these unusual illnesses after the first Gulf War. And we're still seeing these in the military, not at the same rate as we saw in the first Gulf War, but they still have problems. And people are still contacting us, even up to this day, that have been in the military and, for example, received the anthrax vaccines and became sick and so on. So this is an ongoing problem. It's not as bad as it was, but it's still there. The same thing in the prison system. Although the experiment stopped, the illnesses in the community were still there. And in fact, a lot of these infections are contagious. For example, the mycoplasma, although it's not wildly contagious, it can be passed by fluid exchange or by close contact. And so you'd see this within families that would be slowly passed from family member to family member. And we also found this and the military personnel that came back that had this particular infection, that it was slowly being passed to immediate family members as well. And a lot of that has been totally covered up. The fact that the family members of veterans came down with illnesses that were similar or at least overlapping with the illnesses that were present in the veterans. So the veterans were exposed to a number of different conditions that could have modified their illnesses. Chemical exposure, for example, exposure to oil fires, all kinds of other things which could change the constellation of signs and symptoms. But in their families, they couldn't pass that chemical or environmental exposure to their family members once they came back. But what they could pass were these small microorganisms, in the case of mycoplasma and some others that we found as well, which I'm probably not going to talk about. Those could be passed to family members, and they could come down with illnesses. And here's where it gets really interesting, because what we found in the young people in those families, in the very young, we found they were becoming autistic. This is the same thing that we found in the prison guard families as well. The very young were becoming autistic if they had certain infections. One of the infections, but not the only one, was the mycoplasma that we found in the Gulf War veterans. So in the very young, they actually dealt with or were affected by the infections in a different way than adults or teenagers were. The adults and teenagers mainly came down with a chronic fatiguing type illness, but the very young had behavioral disorders like autism spectrum disorders, for example, autism, Asperger's syndrome, all these constellation of different neurobehavioral problems and so on. So that was one of the similarities that we found as well. And then eventually we went on and looked at civilian cases, for example, of autism spectrum disorders, and we found very similar types of multiple infections in the majority of these patients. Not all of them, but the majority of patients that had this type of disorder. So we think that this is really very important and may help explain the explosion, for example, in autism rates, which are going through the roof right now in many areas of our country. And we think that these infections may play a role in that, because you can't really explain it in other ways, I think, that are satisfactory, since a lot of the autism cases come from different environments. So you can't really expect the same environmental exposures from these different environments. But most certainly they were worse in areas where there was a lot of chemical exposure. And we studied an area, for example, in Central California, where they used a lot of pesticides and chemical spraying. And there was a very high incidence in one of the counties that we studied. And a lot of the young children there had really evidence of both chemical and these bacterial infections. So they had, again, multiple exposures. And again, back to the kind of a hallmark of all these chronic illnesses that I mentioned, is they have multiple factors that are involved, and this makes it so difficult for the medical community to grasp this problem because of the different environmental factors, the different infectious factors, and so on that seem to be involved. So now we found in the Huntsville case that we actually, in different constellations of patients in that area, we found that there were different genetic differences in the mycoplasma. And these were different from the changes that we found in, for example, the Gulf War veterans. It's as if they were experimenting in the prison system and making changes, for example, in various microbes like mycoplasma, giving them to the prisoners and trying to work out antidotes against them to see what would work, and also to see perhaps what was more pathogenic, what really worked in terms of development of a bioweapon. So we got into a lot of trouble because of this, mainly because I spoke out against this, that I felt that this was really wrong, this was not right, and it turns out to be just the tip of the iceberg, because not only was it not right, but it was against national and international laws that were designed to prevent the testing and deployment of bioweapons. And the story goes on from there.
And because that's the story that you tell in the end of the book, Project Daylily, is that right?
That's the story in Project Daylily, and that's the Texas experience that we went through. Really a nightmare more than an experience, because it was a nightmare for me. I didn't need it as a department chairman and an endowed professor there. I was held a very senior position, so I certainly didn't need this headache, because I had a fairly large department of about 140, 150 people that I had to take care of. And I didn't need this headache as well, dealing with all the people coming after me from every possible direction.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't read the book, you need to get it. We do have it. It's well worthwhile reading. It reads like a Tom Clancy novel, only this one is true. They've only changed the names so that Dr. Nicholson would not be sued. But he and his wife co-wrote the book because they tried to kill her as well. Who are these mysterious they? Well, of course, that's another subject, but this is basically because Dr. Nicholson uncovered these terrible experiments being done on people in this country in violation of all national and international law. At this point, I would point out that one of the treatments I know that Dr. Nicholson recommends is this Propax with NT factor, and it's a vitamin mineral, but it has a nutritional factor and the essential lipids, which you do need, of course, to repair the membranes of the mitochondria of the cells. This is not curative, but it helps the people in multiple clinical studies, and I would simply, because these people do support Radio Liberty, put out their telephone number, and it's 1-800-982-9158. Now, there'd not be anybody there this time of evening, but the number is 1-800-982-9158. 9158, or you can go to my website and simply scroll down to ProPax with NT Factor, and it'll take you right to their webpage. But I'll let Dr. Nicholson go right ahead.
Yes, this is actually one of the things that we use to repair the mitochondria. Remember I was discussing that one of the hallmarks of all of these fatiguing illnesses is the fact that our little energy systems inside our cells are damaged. And these are the mitochondria, and one of the elements in the mitochondria that are damaged are the membranes. They're made up of phospholipids, particular types of phospholipids. And what the NT factor does and the Propex does is it replaces those damaged lipids. And this is one of the things that we found is useful in the treatment. Now, remember I told you that treatment of all these complex chronic illnesses require a number of different approaches. We have to treat where we find these infections. We have to treat the infections. We have to repair the damage that's been done because of the infections. We have to treat environmental damage when it occurs, which is often a problem as well. But in the case of repairing the damage, the membranes of our cells are really one of the more susceptible structures in the cells for damage. And when they get damaged, principally they get oxidized, it modifies the structures. They become leaky. In the case of the mitochondria, it's like our batteries inside our cells. It's like modifying or making the insulation leaky in the batteries. You know what happens if your batteries become leaky, your flashlight goes out fairly quickly. Well, this also occurs in the mitochondria. The mitochondria go out very quickly and can't produce the high-energy molecules. And what we found for a solution, I call lipid replacement therapy, which uses just the natural metabolic ways that we use, the nutritional ways that we use to repair the lipids naturally. Only instead of waiting for the right lipid to come along in our diet, what we do is we concentrate all the correct lipids that we need to repair the damage, and we protect them from being oxidized. We put them in a form where they can go right to where they're needed, and this is what the NT factor does. And it not only repairs the membranes, but it restores the mitochondrial function. And this is, I think, is useful for any type of chronic illness, because it turns out that for all the chronic illnesses that we've looked at, mitochondrial damage is present in all these different illnesses. It also occurs with aging, by the way. It's a natural process where as you get older, you have more mitochondrial damage, and because of that, your mitochondrial function goes down. So as you get older, you really need to replace more and more of these lipid membrane constituents, and that's what NT factor does. And so we've used it in studies on the aging. We've used it in studies on all the fatiguing illnesses that I've mentioned, everything from chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia syndrome, Gulf War illness, chronic Lyme disease, Morgellons disease. All of these require NT factor to help repair the mitochondria and return them to a functional state. And this helps a lot with the fatigue, and we've seen dramatic reductions in fatigue in these patients. Dramatic and significant reductions in fatigue. And we've also, concomitant with that, we've seen an increase in mitochondrial function along with that. So these people are benefiting from taking the NT factor. Now, the NT factor comes in a number of different products. The one I take myself is Propex, because it has all the vitamins and minerals in a package. And you take one or two of these packages per day, and you don't have to remember to take your vitamin C and all the other stuff, because it's all in there. So that's a really useful way, I think, for people to get everything they need. And so that's one of the ones that that I recommend. And again, if you want to get rid of the fatigue problem that you have, this is one simple way to do it, by just modifying your diet and taking these supplements. And taking this, what we call a functional food, which is NT factor, which is just we've isolated the pure phospholipids necessary, and we put them in the right composition so that they can repair the structures inside the cells, like the mitochondria and other membranes of the cell. And it's also good for the central nervous system, because there are a lot of these phospholipids that are involved in our central nervous system, in our brains, and in our peripheral nerves and so on. And when these get modified and damaged, this can cause havoc in our systems. And we think a lot of the problems, for example, with cognitive decline and brain dysfunction and so on, come about because our nerves have lost some of their function. And also some of the maintenance of energy requirements are such inside the nerve cells. They require a lot of energy, and the mitochondria have to be functioning at peak performance to provide all that energy. And so when you lose mitochondrial function, you lose some of the nerve function as well. So I think that these are extremely important. We've seen this in people that are quite old, quite elderly, that they actually, their mood is better, their cognitive abilities are better, they have more energy, they're more active. What can I say? I mean, it's really beneficial.
Well, let's just take a call. In fact, it happens to be from my wife, so let's go ahead, and if we don't get that call in, I will be in real trouble. Hi, Barbara, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I was just going to have Daniel put it through, but I was wondering, does chronic stress have any effect on, all the fatigue that you're talking about?
It does. It does in a number of different ways. Of course, chronic stress can have psychological problems, but it can also have some direct biochemical problems in the stress will really result in damage to our membranes and an increase in what we call reactive oxygen species. These are oxidative molecules that are increased inside the cells under stress, and they damage the membranes. So we've got to replace the damaged components of the membrane to return the function. So that's one of the reasons why people that are under a lot of stress are fatigued.
Mm-hmm. Now, will the NT factor help with that?
Absolutely, will help with that. And people have found that it helps. It's not a panacea for people that are under, for example, a lot of psychological stress. You have to remove some of that, but in terms of the biochemical stress, it's very beneficial.
Okay, thank you very much. That's helpful.
All right, thanks very much.
Thank
okay,
you.
Hang on there, Dr. Nixon. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try ProPax NT. ProPax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that ProPax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com.
That's PROPAX.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158, PROPAX.com, or 800-982-9158. Find out about PROPAX today.
Dr. Stam, my guest is Dr. Garth Nicholson, and basically, of course, if you have not read his book, Project Daylily, you need to get it and read it. It's a read like a Tom Clancy thriller, only it's far more frightening because it's true. We have a DVD that Dr. Nicholson made when he visited us at one of our conferences. It's called Terrible New Diseases, Terrible New Diseases. Now, we have four tape sets, a couple of them on chronic fatigue. We have a couple of four tape sets on Lyme disease. And you need to have the background of understanding of these diseases. They are disabling so many people in our nation today. And certainly, if you'd like to get any of these items, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know how to get the ProPax with NT Factor, and it's a product which, of course, does help support Radio Liberty, you can call tomorrow, not tonight. You can call tomorrow at 1-800-982-9158. 1-800-982-9158, or go to my webpage, radioliberty.com, scroll down to ProPax with NT Factor, and simply punch on it. It'll take you to their website. Now, how do we understand what's really going on in the world today? Well, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness, because it takes you into the forces behind the forces that are ruling the world today. And then our DVD on the dark secret and on the forbidden secret. We have so much material you're not going to be able to get elsewhere. And we hope that you'll get this, and there's syllabuses with many of these items. And so we have a four-tape set on the Gulf War illness, a very real entity. We have another one on depleted uranium, and then we have the wonderful DVD put up by our friend Joyce Riley, Beyond Treason. Beyond Treason is the story of the Gulf War illness, depleted uranium. We recommend all of these various items in Sydney. If you like a catalog, we have so much more, things that you won't get elsewhere. But, of course, hopefully we can help you if you are afflicted with some of these conditions. There is hope for you, but of course you're going to have to be in the hands of somebody who really understands what's going on. You see, they're poisoning the water. They're poisoning the water, poisoning the food. If you don't understand what they're doing with aluminum, we've got a great a DVD, Dr. David A., about aluminum poisoning. If you want to know what they're doing with mercury, why, of course, Dr. Abe's Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. If you want to know about the fluoride, of course, my talk on the Hidden Agenda, and there's a great syllabus that goes with that. But they're poisoning our water today, and part of it's being done, I'm firmly convinced, by this geoengineering of the atmosphere, and that is Roslyn Peterson's DVD, simply Geoengineering. Geoengineering. We have another DVD. What in the world are they spraying? But if you're only getting it one, get Roslyn's DVD on geoengineering. And we have so many DVDs and other items. Just go to our website at radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, certainly anything that we have produced, if you get it from us, you have our permission for you to reproduce it and get the information out. The American people must understand that we are under attack today. They are doing everything they can to destroy our health and our wealth and our welfare. This is not imaginary. This is not a paranoia. You're only paranoid when you imagine people are against you. There really is a program out there to alter our way of life. And they've infiltrated our churches and changed the music and the message. They've all infiltrated our schools. They've infiltrated our military. They've infiltrated the media and our every aspect of our lives. So please, please investigate this, and then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, and we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Connected.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Garth Nicholson, who is a tenured professor at the University of Texas, until, of course, he began to investigate some of the macabre experiments that were being done at the prison towns in Texas. And then, of course, he found out what happens when you begin looking behind the screen and you find out that they are actively in some of these experiments are resulting in either chronic disease or death. And that, of course, is the subject of his book, Project Daylily. Project Daylily, which you want to get and read and understand what is really going on. It's an exciting book to read. It's like Tom Clancy, only it was true. And, of course, Dr. Nicholson then was forced to come to California to give up his tenured positions. And he is here with his own institute, the IMMED.org, Institute for Molecular Medicine.org. You can get it on the Internet. Well, we will open our lines this hour for telephone calls if you have a question or comment. Our telephone number, it will be 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but we have literally millions of people in America plagued with these diseases. Garth, you go right ahead.
Well, in the last hour or so, we discussed some of the evolution of possible evolution of these new emerging diseases and how there are some similarities between them, and one of the similarities are the multiple chronic infections that are present in these diseases. And so we discussed that, and we just started to discuss ways in which we can counter the effect of these multiple infections and help people recover from these chronic illnesses. So far, we don't really have cures for these illnesses, but we have ways to treat patients so they can recover their lives and go on to lead normal lives again, and I think that's what's important. Fortunately, we found along the way that when you get these chronic infections, you probably never completely eradicate them. They're probably going to be there for the rest of your life, so that you have to do certain things to protect yourself. And among those are that you have to have the correct diet, the correct nutritional support, the correct supplements, and so on to preserve what's left of your system so that you can go on to lead a normal life. And I think we're going to try and concentrate on that. I do want to remind your listeners that they can find out more information on our website, the Institute for Molecular Medicine. It's immed.org. You can remember it as immediate.org, immed.org. And there you can look down and scroll down. There are a number of different topics, everything from neurodegenerative diseases to fatiguing illnesses to Gulf War illness to the neurobehavioral diseases like autism spectrum disorders, for example, and many arthritis and autoimmune diseases and so on. And information, publications you can download. Over 100 publications can be downloaded from our website now. So that's, I think, very useful for people who really want to find out the real information.
Well, it's a wonderful resource out there. There's really nothing quite like it that I know of, certainly on the Internet. But so many people are plagued with these chronic diseases. And then, of course, there are an awful lot of quacks out there that, they claim that they have a cure for all of these diseases, and they really don't. But people are desperate, especially when you have something like Morgellons disease that is just totally disabling and totally disrupting your life. So I mean, certainly stick with the treatments that are known to work. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevit has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Yeah, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Dr. Garth Nicholson. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment about any of these diseases, from chronic fatigue to Lyme to Gulf War illness to Morgellons disease, this myriad of new diseases which is plaguing people all across America. And certainly there are treatments for it, the things that you can do. perhaps not curative, but people get considerably better and they can function. And when you have these diseases, the people have this chronic fatigue, they cannot function or function effectively. Well, doctor, telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And go right ahead, Dr. Nicholson.
Well, I mentioned before that it starts with diet, and I think that this is an important thing that everybody can do for themselves, and there are a few simple rules. One of them is to get off a processed sugar, which is very damaging to people's health, not only in terms of the weight that that they put on, but it also changes their metabolism around and makes it more easy, for example, for these infectious agents to proliferate inside their system. It makes it easier to damage your system, for example, and leads to other conditions, for example, like type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease and a number of other conditions that plague our society now. So I have some publications on diet on our website. People should look those up. They describe how to get on more natural foods, to get off of processed sugar, to correct the diets, and to remove things in your diet that are causing you problems, everything from allergies to modifying your lipid makeup of your cells and so on. So that's the first thing. It starts with diet. And the next thing we can do that everybody can do themselves without a physician is to take certain supplements on a daily basis that are healthy, that will help purge the damaged molecules from your system and improve improve everything, actually. And that is very important. Some of the supplements that we recommend are supplements for your membrane, like NT Factor, for example, that is present in Propex and other NT Factor products. And we were discussing that previously. There are also supplements that can help your protein consumption. There are supplements that can help your immune system. There are supplements that can help virtually all of your different organ systems. And there are a lot of different manufacturers of these supplements, and a lot of them are good and a lot of them are not. And I just caution people to look into this and not just decide that on the basis of advertising, for example, that somebody has the product that is a panacea and will cure all your ills and solve all your problems, because that just doesn't work. But we do know that taking a number of different supplements can help, and if you want more guidance on that, they can go to our website and go to an area of our website called Treatment Considerations. And in the Treatment Considerations, we cover things like diet and supplements and alternative types of medicine, as well as conventional medicine approaches to solving these problems. And so,
how important is vitamin D3?
Well, you know, all the vitamins, of course, are important. And in the past, we thought that, well, maybe megavitamin consumption would be the answer, but it turns out it's not. All these things have to be taken in the correct amounts to replace the damaged molecules that have accumulated inside our cells. And so, again, for different conditions, different amounts of these different supplements are required in terms of vitamins and minerals, for example. You know, we can't overdo it. You can take too much and not help you any longer. It can actually become toxic in the case of some vitamins. We know that's a fact. In the case of the NT factor that we were discussing before, it's hard to find any toxicity of that at all, because this is something that's used throughout your system. And if you get excess of it, it's just simply thrown off or stored inside your cells in lipid droplets. So it's not something that could cause us problems, like, for example, excess vitamin A, for example. So, you have to be a little bit cognizant about overdoing some of the vitamins and minerals and so on. But most of the, you know, balanced vitamin and mineral supplements that you take on at recommended doses will be certainly safe and effective for most of your supplement problems.
Well, now, is this NT factor simply the essential fatty acids? What is that?
NT factor is a phospholipid that make up our membrane. And so it's a little bit different from fatty acids. Fatty acids are one of the components of the phospholipids, but not the only component of the phospholipids. Phospholipids are much more complex molecules than just simple fatty acids. So somebody taking, for example, a fatty acid supplement, yes, that could be helpful, but it's not the whole answer. And in fact, you require the rest of the phospholipid molecule to actually provide the building blocks for the membranes of the mitochondria and the membranes of the nerves and membranes of the nucleus, for example. All of these are very important constituents of our cells, and we have to continually replace these because they're damaged all the time, particularly in our lifestyles because of the, as you mentioned before, the food that we eat, the water that we drink, and the things that we're exposed to in the environment are all very damaging to our cells. And so we're having to continually replace these. And you don't want to replace, for example, the phospholipids with oxidized phospholipids or rancid, I call rancid lipids. That's the worst thing in the world because your body can't use those because they're damaged. And unless they break them all down, again, to their constituent elements, they're not very useful. So that's something we tell people to avoid. So you don't want to eat rancid foods or eat the wrong kinds of foods. You need to eat the right kinds of foods, and as fresh as possible is best, I think. So these are some of the general recommendations that we give out.
Well, now, what about the idea that many people have a metal poisoning, such as aluminum or lead or mercury or fluoride, that basically that these metals or chemicals basically suppress our immune system, and if they're stored in our body, we've got to get rid of them because they'll continue doing damage.
We'll continue to accumulate them, and so there are ways in which these can be chelated and removed. There's some natural substances that help in their removal, but the best way is to chelate them. Now, chelation is a kind of a chemical cage structure that surrounds the metal and allows it to be more effectively removed. And we've used fairly natural approaches to doing this. For example, one of the ways that we do this is a product called an EDTA suppository. And the reason we use a suppository is it gets in the system and maintains a fairly reasonable blood level of the EDTA for a long period of time, and it doesn't just spike it like the IV treatments. If you go to a chelation therapy treatment and within an hour you get all this chelation, or if you try and take oral chelators, which are not really absorbed that well. So we found that this is one way that it works fairly effectively, and they can find out more on our website about that.
How about IP6 rice bran? Is that an effective means of chelation?
Well, again, there are various ways in which this is being done. The chemical chelators are generally the most effective versus the natural supplements and the some of the natural things that can chelate take a long, long time. Of course, chelation in general takes, I think, a long time because many of the heavy metals are already complex deep in our system, deep inside our cells and tissues, and to mobilize it just takes a long time. And so, you know, you just can't take these for a short period of time and expect to do anything except mobilize some of the heavy metals. To really remove them from your body, it really requires long-term treatment. And unfortunately, that's what's required for our modern society, where people have been exposed to a lot of these heavy metals for a long time during their life. And so they've accumulated them for a long time. It's going to take a long time to get rid of them.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you're one of those people out there with these chronic fatiguing illnesses and you have a question, there's no better person to ask than Dr. Garth Nicholson, who's done some of the fundamental research on this. How effective is the treatment with the Propax with the NT factor?
Well, for restoring mitochondrial function, it's pretty effective, and we've shown this now in 9 clinical trials that we've conducted on NT factor, and the latest clinical trial, which was just published this last month, was on Lyme disease patients, but we've done chronic fatigue patients, we've done fibromyalgia patients, Gulf War illness patients, And we've done people who are aging, for example, and just have chronic fatigue. And they don't have a disease as such, but they've gotten older, and they've found that they don't have the energy anymore, and they're fatigued and so on. So even though they don't fall in a disease category, they do have chronic fatigue problems. And so we've taken those patients and studied them separately. And generally, these are people that are, 65 and older. And we did one study that we published where we had people at 65 to 95 years of age and gave them NT factor and recovered their mitochondrial function to the level of a 30-year-old after about 60 to 75 days on NT factor.
Well, will this have any effect on the Alzheimer's disease, on the Parkinson's, on these other diseases which are beginning to certainly plague my contemporaries, the doctors I practiced with so many years, and I see them. I saw one just, last Friday, and I noticed that he had a typical Parkinson intention tremor. Well, these items are certainly a chelation, other things help people with these Alzheimer's. My telephone number, 1-888-24-Liberty-464-8295.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
This is Dr. Stan, Dr. Nicholson, saying that if you get the diseases either in a young person or it's in the at early stage, and we're talking about things like anterolateral sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, which is supposedly non-reversible, and yet they have been able to reverse it. But you have to get it early, and it has to be in a young individual before there's extensive damage done. But he was just saying how amazed the neurologists have been because they've been told these diseases are irreversible. And I said, this is always my impression. You got Lou Gehrig's disease. The question was not if, but you were going to die, but how soon you were going to die. And be able to influence the course of these diseases is amazing, but you have to get to them early, and of course you have to treat them well. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for Dr. Garth Nicholson, then remember his website, immed.org. The information is there that you need for yourself and your family. What about multiple sclerosis? Are you able to in any way influence the course of this dreadful disease?
Yes, we are. And again, multiple sclerosis seems to also involve, in many cases, chronic infections and other environmental contamination as well. And of course, with all these different neurodegenerative diseases, there's a genetic element, of course, that we have no control over. And so, again, it depends on the individual case, but we've also seen some dramatic changes there as well. And it's interesting because there are different combinations of different infections that we find more often in these different neurodegenerative diseases. So I think it may have something to do with the etiology of the disease. Certainly may explain the non-genetically linked sporadic cases that occur in clusters where you have these, for example, in Huntsville, where we have this dramatic cluster of MS and ALS, and it was all, I think, dictated by the infections that they were picking up, as well as some other metal contamination and so on that they had in the local community. So we were able to attack that fairly directly. In the case of some sporadic cases that have occurred just, you know, wildly out in the middle of, again, a population base where there's not a lot of things going on that we can identify in terms of contamination or in terms of chronic infections that might be picked up, those are much more difficult to deal with. So what we've tried to come up with is, again, an approach that not only involves treating infections and heavy metals, but helps also one that helps restore the normal functions. Of course, this depends upon diet. It depends upon using a number of supplements to help the immune system, to help your hormonal system, your endocrine system function, and a number of other situations that are very important. And we've found over the years that, you know, a number of these situations go hand in hand. So we've found that, for example, things like diabetes and cardiovascular disease and these sorts of things also go hand in hand with a number of these different infections that we've looked at as well. Not in every case, but in enough cases where we're sure that at least in a subset of patients that this is important and needs to be attended to. And this is something that to cardiologists, for example, and people who work in diabetes are just beginning to recognize the role of these complex chronic infections in these disease processes.
Whatever happened in Huntsville and these other Texas towns, did the epidemics eventually just disappear?
Well, they didn't disappear, but they reached a maximum point. This was a few years after the experiments were done, and then they slowly started to decline. And eventually, hopefully, with the information that's been put out and with the stopping of the prison experiments, that there won't be a source of new infection, and eventually it will be contained and the infections that are present in the population will be treated, and it will have a self-limiting effect eventually, and hopefully eventually it'll die out and then we'll return back to a normal situation. But it was pretty horrific there for a while, for a few years. And the problem is that a lot of these chronic infections they go undiagnosed for years. And because of that, they've penetrated further and further into the population.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I guess it's Dr. Garth Nicholson. And we're talking something about these chronic diseases that are spread so widely in our society. If you want to know more about the ProPax with NT Factor, you can call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. But you have to do that in the morning. And remember, if you want to talk to Dr. Nicholson, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Dr. Garth Nicholson. And once again, Garth, would you like to get out your website so people would know how to get to your website and get additional information? And if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, the number here, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. In my opinion, Dr. Nicholson's the world's leading expert on this spectrum of disease. And certainly, if you have any questions, this is a unique opportunity to get the information from the person who has certainly written, said literally, hundreds of peer-reviewed articles on this subject and similar subjects. But Dr. Nicholson, how can people get to your website?
The website is www.immed.org. That's like immediate.org, immed.org. And on that website, they'll find information about a variety of chronic illnesses and treatments of chronic illnesses, where to get testing for different chronic infections that we've been discussing, different supplements that are useful, including the NT-Factor and the Propex and other NT-Factor products, clinical trials that have been conducted on these and other products that are important in chronic illnesses.
All right, fine. And so tell us about the clinical trials that you've done. How well do the people really do after with a long-term treatment on this?
Well, since we've been discussing NT-Factor, let's just discuss some of the NT-Factor trials, because we've done 9 of these clinical trials. The latest one was on Lyme disease, but we've done trials on chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia syndrome, Gulf War illness, and so on. And these trials have lasted anywhere from 1 month to several months. And people just, take the supplement and then are evaluated in terms of their fatigue levels, because we're interested in the role of NT-Factor in reducing fatigue. And in every trial that we've conducted, we've found significant decreases in fatigue. And in the trials that we've looked at mitochondrial function, and the mitochondria, again, the little batteries inside your cells to provide the energy, we found concomitant increases in mitochondrial function. And the other group that I mentioned, the aged individuals, as you age, your mitochondrial function gradually goes down. And so we did a study on elderly patients where we gave them NT-Factor. First, we looked at their mitochondrial function, and we looked at their fatigue scores. And we found after about 60 days or so on the NT-Factor, their fatigue scores decreased very dramatically, and their mitochondrial function went up. So, again, in all these trials, we've seen very significant reductions in fatigue if they've been on this NT-Factor, which repairs the mitochondria inside your cells and provide the energy that you need to overcome fatigue. So these have been very successful, so I'm very high on the NT-Factor products that you're advertising as well. We don't make any money off of this ourselves. We just do the clinical trials to provide the support. And the reason I'm so high on it is we haven't done a clinical trial where we haven't seen very dramatic results. So it's something that we really like to help people, and we like to see them benefit from things like this.
Well, it truly is amazing, because basically prior to this, very little could be done. I have certainly for this long-term antibiotics seem to have helped some people. How frequently are they using the long-term antibiotics? And is that ordinarily IV or is that oral?
Well, it depends on the patient and what they have and how severe their infectious disease is and what type of infections that they have. Probably the most difficult of these cases are the chronic Lyme patients. These are patients that generally have been sick with Lyme disease, which is a combination of different infections, including the Borrelia, the spirochete that we normally associate with Lyme, but also the co-infections, the Mycoplasma, Babesia, Bartonella, so on and so forth. These co-infections all contribute to the whole problem of Lyme disease because they require different treatments. So patients, depending upon what types of co-infections that they have, and virtually all these patients have multiple co-infections, will determine what type of treatments they receive, because they're different in terms of their susceptibilities to various antibiotics. A lot of these patients have to go on IV therapy for a certain amount of time, and then they can be switched depending upon how well they do to different types of oral therapy. Often, multiple antibiotics are used along the way to treat the various types of infections and also to overcome the resistance that some of the infections have to the treatments. And so it's just a long-term process, and all these patients are individuals, and they all have to be treated that way. Are they going to respond differently to this type of therapy? And so there's no cookie-cutter way to solve this problem, unfortunately. And so it requires a lot of evaluation and a lot of hard work with Lyme-literate physicians, for example, to deal with that problem. And similarly with chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia syndrome, and some of the other fatiguing illnesses that involve different types of chronic infections. We discussed the mycoplasma, but there are others as well. For example, chlamydia, pneumonia, and other bacterial infections or viral infections that seem to be involved in many of these patients and so on, in some cases fungal infections. So all these have to be identified, and then they have different treatments that are important. And again, it's generally these are slow-growing, smoldering infections that take a long time to treat. So people can't go through very quick treatments and expect results. They have to go on long-term therapy, which requires a number of different drugs and treatments, and it just takes a long time.
Well, how do you make the diagnosis on this? I mean, certainly with the mycoplasma, or certainly the Borrelia, or one of the others. I mean, are these blood tests? Are these HI? Are these antibody tests? How do you make the diagnosis?
Well, first, most of the diagnoses are medical diagnoses, so they're done initially on the basis of signs and symptoms, and then the laboratory testing follows from that, where it really to confirm the diagnosis, testing is done to see what types of infections are present, for example, or in the case of heavy metals, what types of heavy metals might be present. In the case of other contaminations, what other types of contaminants are present, like chemicals, for example. So it goes on a multiple-tier diagnostic situation. We know that all of this collectively is important. So these are things that need to be done, and not every physician has the capability of doing this or having these tests done. Most of the tests are send-out tests, which make them much more expensive. They can't be done in a physician's office. They have to be done in specialized laboratories that really have the technology necessary to find these types of things. So it really varies a lot depending upon what physicians' experience has been and what they're willing to do in terms of a diagnostic workup. So that's one of the problems, is that the treatment is so variable from clinic to clinic, physician to physician, and so on. Everybody has their own way of dealing with these problems. So again, I think that's one of the problems, but we're kind of, I guess, at a point where there's a consensus that there's no single type of therapy that's going to work for these chronic conditions. There's no single approach that is going to work, so we really require these multiple approaches over a long period of time to help these patients overcome their illnesses.
Well, of course, as far as identifying the chronic metals, some people analyze hair. Other people certainly will want to do a blood test. Other people want to do a challenge test where they give somebody a chelating agent, collect urine, and then check the metals in the urine. What's the best way to do that, or is there a best way?
I don't know that there is a best way. Probably the more different tests that are done, the more able a physician might be to analyze the results. We do know that in the case of metals, for example, that often these are complex deep inside the tissues and so on. And so it's hard to get reliable samples. We can get superficial samples. For example, we can test hair, we can test urine, we can test feces and get some superficial idea of what heavy metals are there. But then once they're mobilized, for example, by giving a person chelating agents or substances which help mobilize the metals, we find that we can get even a new group of metals coming out, or different concentrations of metals. And these tend to not come out all at once. They tend to come out slowly as they're released. And so we might have to continue therapy for a long period of time. And often these patients have to be treated long-term, because it's hard to mobilize these chemicals and these metals and get them out in a simple way. So it just takes a long-term process to slowly rid our bodies of all these contaminants. And the same thing is true with the infection.
Well, how serious is aluminum? Some people say, oh, well, aluminum, you just don't have to worry about that. Is that true?
Well, I think it depends on the individual. Again, a lot of these cases depend upon not only the presence of the heavy metal, but where it's located what tissue it's located in, where inside the tissue it's located, how much is there, what other heavy metals are present, because it just doesn't occur by itself. Often there are other heavy metals that are present as well as aluminum. And all these things contribute in ways that we don't fully understand. And also the presence of other things, chemicals, infections, and so on, could have a bearing on the pathogenic properties of heavy metals. So we're not really, I think, up on all the different ways that these could affect our system. We do know that it's hard to get to totally rid of these. It takes a long time to mobilize them and remove them from your body. And the same thing is true with the infections, and most of them are not easily treated. They take a long time to treat. We have to build back somebody's immune system so that they can hold some of these infections in check, even if we can't totally eradicate them. The same thing with the heavy metals. We can reduce them to a certain level. We may not be able to get rid of all of it, but at least if we could remove it down to a certain level where it's not causing any pathogenic problems anymore, that's, I think, good progress. So progress is generally slow and gradual in these chronic illnesses, and it's not something that somebody should expect to go into their physician and be treated and overnight recover from their illness. It's just not going
to
happen.
Well, I have had a number of opportunities. People wanted to advertise in my program. They wanted to advertise one or another silver project because, of course, they point out silver is an excellent bactericidal agent and certainly is on the skin. It's been used with burns for a long period of time. But how about taking systemic silver? Do you think there's a place for that, or are you concerned about silver intoxication?
I'm concerned about long-term use of colloidal silver products on anything but superficial use. Now, superficial use would be, as you mentioned, treatment of cutaneous lesions, treatment of sinuses, I think, are probably okay and things. But once you start taking it internally, it will accumulate. And of course, silver is a heavy metal itself. And although it has bactericidal properties, a lot of the types of infections that we're dealing with are buried deep inside the tissues and cells where the silver won't get at it anyway. And then the silver tends to accumulate, and you can see in patients that have taken, for example, colloidal silver for long periods of time, their skin starts to change color as the silver builds up under the cutaneous tissues and so on. So I just don't think it's a good idea. It has certain uses for sure, but I think long-term systemic use, I think, has its own problems.
Well, I certainly share your opinion, but I've had so many people, you know, who sent me all these studies about how great silver is as far as infection is concerned, but I noticed that it's all superficial. It's not certainly as far as the systemic infections are concerned, so many of the conservatives I know, they're always looking at the government conspiracy to suppress effective treatment, and this again is an example where the suppression is certainly well justified. So if you're out there in the listening audience and taking the colloidal silver on a regular basis, well, I think it's a mistake. I do think, as Dr. Nicholson says, it's probably all right superficially. It's probably all right for occasional sinus treatment, but systemically on a regular basis, no way. Well, basically, certainly you've mentioned the vitamins, you've mentioned diet, and I think this is one of the biggest problems we have, is getting an adequate diet, really, of fruits and vegetables and avoiding sugar. What other things should we be avoiding as far as our diet's concerned?
Well, basically, I take a fairly simple approach to this, and people can read more about our dietary recommendations on our website. But as you mentioned, processed sugar is a no-no. Rancid foods that are overcooked, for example, or over-treated or over-cured or so on, should be done in moderation. Fairly low levels of that, because the chemicals in them can hurt you in the long run, I think, and can accumulate. And we see a problem in this for long-term use. So I think to get to more natural sources of foods that are not cured or not damaged, not oxidized, for example, are important, and in moderation is important. so we don't want to overdo it. So these are all things that I think are important. And again, without getting into a long discussion on this, there are a number of people who are much more expert on diet than I am. We've just come down with some simple principles that I think are important for people that have these chronic conditions. And those principles, I think, are fairly easy and straightforward to follow.
And what are those principles?
Well, again, no processed sugar. Okay. Go to more natural foods. No rancid foods or treated or heavily processed foods. Try and avoid them. Again, a little bit won't hurt you, but if you depend upon that as your main source of dietary intake, you're probably in trouble in the long run. It's not helping you.
How do you feel about soy and soy products?
Well, again, it depends on the source and how much processing is done and how much treatment is done. Natural soy is actually quite beneficial, and soy itself can be a starting point for a wide variety of number of very healthy products. So, again, it depends on a number of different factors. And part of the whole problem of our modern foods is our foods are highly processed now. They're highly modified. They have a lot of different ingredients and a lot of things to prevent them from becoming rancid or put in the foods and so on. And these chemicals in the long run are probably not good for you if you take it in excess.
And I really think that people need to understand that, of course, we are in many respects what we eat, and proper diet. We do have an excellent book on this subject by our good friend Russell Blaylock, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, I think, is well worthwhile reading and studying and keeping around, certainly as a source of information. Proper diet will do a tremendous amount of good for your health. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up tonight's program at Radio Liberty.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's P-R-O-P-A-X.com.
or you can call 800-982-9158, propax.com, or 800-982-9158. Find out about ProPax today.
Dr. Nicholson is stressing the importance of diet and so many other things. And if you would like to know more about what's going on, I suggest you get this two-hour tape and listen to it half a dozen times. You will learn so much. Garth, thanks very much for being with us tonight. We really appreciate your sharing with us tonight.
Well, I appreciate being on your program. And again, people can contact the Institute for Molecular Medicine for more information if they need it.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, fine. Well, that was Dr. Garth Nicholson. If you haven't seen his DVD, Terrible New Diseases, excellent. Terrible New Diseases. And then, of course, we have his book. It's called Project Daylily. It's a real thriller, Tom Clancy type, only it's true. And it goes into the attempts on his life and his wife's life because they were investigating these illegal and immoral experiments that were being done on prisoners in Huntsville and other, of course, towns in Texas. And all the people around them who were actually murdered and the attempts to kill both he and his wife. Fascinating reading. Lily, we've recommended. Then, of course, we have four tape sets on chronic fatigue, four tape set on Lyme disease, four tape set on depleted uranium, four tape set on Gulf War illnesses. These are all entities, and there are millions of people out there who are ill, and certainly think the one on Lyme disease is excellent, but they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, or 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today. And we're not under attack from somebody in Beijing or in Moscow. There are people here in America who are intentionally disease and are suppressing effective cancer treatment, suppressing effective treatment for these chronic diseases. And you say, why would anybody in their right mind oppose effective treatment for chronic disease? Well, you certainly want to come to hear my talk at the Conspiracy. It's going to be on the morning of the 3rd of June at the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara. And if you need more information, go to their website, conspiracycon.com. That's conspiracycon.com, or you can call us, our telephone number, 1-800-5-8927, and we'll have a table there. Certainly my staff and I will be there for the full 2 days. And we go every year because we think that there needs to be a Christian voice there. Because believe me, there are a lot of people who are coming from the dark side there. So basically, if we're not going to be any light, and if you'd like to hear us talk, or you certainly will have an opportunity to meet you. We'll have a lot of our material there. We hope that you can get it and copy it and put it to good use. Because behind all of these diseases, behind all of these terrible things, are powerful spiritual forces. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it and read it and reread it. You need to hear our talks on the Dark Secret and on the Forbidden Secret and get the syllabuses to go with them. You need, of course, to get our DVD on Desperate Deception. This is my interview with with Norman Dodd, and who is Director of Research for the only Congressional Committee investigate the situation. That was Dangerous Deception. It's an hour long, an hour and a half long DVD, but you'll find it fascinating. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get Rosalind Peterson's excellent DVD on geoengineering, Martinez's excellent DVD on aspartame, because they're poisoning our children, and they're poisoning the American people. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Let's breathe. Let us all be grateful.
Show today is May 1st, 2012. It is Tuesday. You're in the right place. That is, if you want to know more, want to know why, want to know when, want to know how come these things keep happening. Well, we are here for that purpose. Today we're going to be talking in the second hour to Greg Plast about what happened with the Gulf oil spill. Oh, you say, what oil spill? Some people don't even remember the oil spill. Well, we're going to find out what the damage is and what he knows about what has happened in the